Welcome back to the Granite Fitness Podcast. This week we have on longtime Granite members Jennifer, Kelly, and Kara. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks. Thank you.
So before we get into any serious questions, just was going to have you guys go one by one, kind of ask like how long you've, or kind of describe your fitness journey and how long you've been a Granite member.
Well, I've been, we moved here probably 8-9 years ago, and I started lifting on my own, peeked into some of the classes. So I was on and off on my own, lifting, not so much. I'd do it for a couple of weeks, and I get sick of it. And then I saw your class, Ryan, and then all of a sudden a spot opened up, and I knew Kara. I knew about Kelly, and so I was like, you know, this is a good time. Let's do it. And so I've done it ever since. So I guess 9 years. No, yeah. Not 9 years, 5 with you.
We started three? In 2021, I think.
Okay.
It's so like 3.5.
Yeah.
Feels that's fast.
Like feels like 5.
Kelly?
And me, I started Granite in the beginning when it first started opening, and then kind of did a little bit of treadmill, not much with the weights in there. Then probably the last 5 years, I got a little bit more into going and doing the classes and doing high impact classes and not seeing the results that I wanted. And then one day Kara told me that they were starting a new class, and I thought, okay, well, I don't know if I'm going to do this. And she walked out of the room. She's like, we'll think about it. And I was like, this is one thing I can do to change, you know, everything, get out of my comfort zone. So here we are.
Like doing a podcast, getting out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, right? Out of my comfort zone again. But it was a good thing. Yeah.
That's awesome.
My turn? Okay.
Yeah.
I started at Granite taking group fitness classes maybe like a year after it opened. I can't even remember exactly. And then about 10 years ago, I ended up starting teaching classes at Granite. And it wasn't until just a few years ago, everyone seemed to start getting into weightlifting, especially like the women at the gym. And so once I heard about Ryan's class, I was all over it. And then trying to bring more people in, lift more weights.
Yeah.
Well, that actually was my first question. So is lifting heavy weights just for men?
No.
Absolutely not. Not anymore.
Yeah.
If you look out on the floor at Granite, like especially in the morning, it is, what percent women?
Yeah. And I think the stereotype of you getting bulky and big is, people would say, no, you don't, but it's been proven. And girls just are muscular and healthy. And I think it.
And when you can start seeing the results and you see them on the people out there, and then we see them on ourselves over the years, you know it's working.
Right.
I think back to when I was starting training, training Cindy, like almost always it'd be me and her and maybe two girls on that side of the weight room floor. Mm-hmm. And now, you said it's almost entirely women at this point. It's been pretty cool change.
Which is awesome, because then it's welcoming to new people that come in, you know, they're like, oh, it's not just a bunch of guys on the floor.
So what kind of differences have you guys noticed from doing more strength training than lifting heavier? And
well, I know for me.
Yeah, Liz would know that answer.
Oh, yeah. Well, so shout out to my mom, which I know she won't be listening, so I can say this story. She has always had just a flat butt. She's never really worked out. And my husband he's like, basically he thought I did too. You know, I was like, well, I'm going to start Ryan's class. And I think that I just don't want my butt to melt into the back of my legs. That was really honestly my number one goal. and also to learn the right technique. And so my husband's like, your body is what your body is. You're not going to change it. I said, well, I think you're wrong. And that's a challenge. And I think that I've never lifted consistently, really any part of my body. And I said, once I have, if I've done my biceps, I'll notice after a couple months a difference. I said, so why would it be any different with your backside? And so I've noticed the difference. I am 51. It's not what it used to be. But I think for me, I've noticed, and I've just the strength in general, and I'm not hurting myself when I'm lifting. So that was kind of what I've
noticed. You can move couches now. And
I can move couches with my hips. And so, yeah, that's for me.
For me, I've noticed a lot of differences, just things that I never thought I would be able to do. I can now do in that class, like a pull-up, chin-up, never thought I'd be able to do that. So it's good. It's been a good motivator to want to do more and just lifting heavier again, like knowing how to do it the right way and feeling good about what you're doing instead of feeling like, oh my God, am I doing this wrong? And having a group of people there kind of watching you too and telling you what's going on has been really helpful. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to see the change. And when you see the change, then you want to keep going because you want to see more of a change.
Yeah.
So. I forgot the question.
What kind of differences have you noticed since you started strength training?
Probably just, more defined muscles. I was doing a lot of group fitness classes that were just a lot more cardio and a lot more HIIT classes. And you just notice you're not lifting really heavy because things are moving so quickly. You're lifting, but not lifting heavy. And so I guess just more defined. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool. So all of you, like I said, have mentioned I've been doing group exercise for quite a while. What kind of a difference do you notice from having a group versus, say, training on your own?
Accountability. Big time.
It's huge.
Yeah. Having a group of girls there that you know coming in, they look forward to seeing you, you look forward to seeing them, and you challenge each other. Mm-hmm. And I think that's great, because if it was just, oh, I'm going to go to the gym today, no one's there being like, where were you? What's going on? Where, if we're not there, one of us will text each other like, where are you at?
Well,
you
literally know? Every day, if it's like 9:05 and someone's out there, is Karen not here today? And it's like, no, she's coming.
Yeah,
like,
wondering where everybody is at. Right. So yeah,
well, it's become this really cool friendship of our group. Like, and so, no one wants to leave.
Right, you have that friendship, and then you see all this, you know, things that you're doing and accomplishing, and it's just, why would you stop? That's kind of where the three of us are at. Right. Like, why would we ever stop? We love what we're doing.
We lift weights and we get counseling sessions for free.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
And you're like voted into the 9 o'clock class at this point.
Right.
Right.
Awesome. So Jennifer, a question for you. Why is 90s hip hop the best music to lift to?
Well, that was a great beat. The lyrics are amazing. Super appropriate. I don't know. It just brings you back to the day, I guess. I don't
Keeps you singing along. Yeah.
But you could throw in some Lionel Richie or some Neil Diamond.
Some yacht rock.
Yeah, say, what was it? Neil Diamond, was that the one? Was that the really slow one? Or?
Yeah, it wasn't slow.
What's the name of that again?
Hail Holy.
It's a best. Good song to sing too.
It's awesome.
Kara, why would you say 90s alternative is actually the best music to listen to?
Oh, yes. It just pushes you. You got to have the right song on if you're really like trying to just muster the energy to finish something or just to push through. You got to have music that speaks to you and makes you want to push.
So if we have classic rock coming on, and that is not the music to push.
Or country.
Or country.
We have to get our country in, and she's not there. Is Kara coming today? Let's put it on country.
So who, between you two, who is the real hip thrust champion of the 9 a.m.
Jennifer.
Well, I am, but nobody knows it. They always think it's Kara.
She's got to keep it on the down low, don't you?
Well, I mean, look at
her butt, man.
I feel like you're leaving the board open now. Like, it's been open for a while, and it's almost like you're afraid to still write your
name
up there.
Did I not write anything on there?
No, it's still empty now.
No, somebody must have.
Well, we messed with it the one time, and then now I feel like you're almost afraid to put it back up.
Oh, I think I'm waiting for the actual board, not that just piece of crap chipped.
Thanks, Christy.
Little board that's like a 12x12. Oh yeah, and hip thrust.
It's not like prestigious of enough of a spot.
There's
to put it
no
on.
Frame on it. It doesn't match. It's broken.
If you're gonna accomplish something, you want proof. Like you want it to look good.
Right. Yeah. So I'm just waiting.
Okay. We'll have to put that on the list for the remodel. For all of you then, what is your favorite exercise to train?
I probably say for me bench. I like bench.
Bench pressing.
Well, I like some deadlifts.
See, I thought you were going to hip thrust there, yeah.
I just like deadlifts. I don't know. I feel because I get sore from the hip thrust, which I know from you, it doesn't matter if you're sore or not, it's still doing something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just like deadlifts. I like deadlifts and hip thrusts, I guess.
Lat pull down, probably.
Really?
I mean, lower body stuff is my least favorite. I know I have to do it.
Lat pull down. Lat pull down. Not even chin ups, but a straight up lat pull down.
Not chin ups. Lat pull down.
That's awesome. What is your like main focus, or what are you really focusing on for the next year? As far as, do you have a strength goal that you're looking at?
Well, I know I just had shoulder surgery back in January, so I'm trying to get back to doing a normal push up. Still working on that pull up. Still haven't been able to do a pull up. Mm-hmm. Well, I have done it, but it didn't count.
We have kind of high standards.
Anyway, so that's my goal.
Mine is still from last year with my deadlift. And bench. Bench, I'm feeling like I'm getting there. Mm-hmm. Deadlift is in my mind, which I need to get it out of my mind.
I didn't tell you, but we are testing on Friday.
Great. Great.
That's why yesterday's session was so easy.
I knew there was a reason.
Trickery. I've been working on a handstand and then eventually, hopefully, walking handstand.
Yep. Yeah, and that's moving along.
Yep. Yeah.
And I told Aaron you're going to start working on the toes to bar press. Like he's doing.
Yeah. Yep.
So I feel like you and him and Jesse somehow are just simultaneously all changing. I guess Jesse's not doing the toes to bar, but you guys are all like kind of chasing similar things right now.
You want to hit the bar with your toes? Is that what you're trying to do?
Aaron's doing that, so I guess that's my next.
Well, we've been doing hanging leg raises, so it's like that's kind of the natural progression.
Yeah.
Kelly loves those too.
Not my favorite.
So on the opposite side, then, what is your least favorite exercise to train or body part?
Lower body.
Just in general.
Yes. Lunges. Lunges are hard.
We get a lot of lunges.
And they're good. I know they're good for me. I do.
I probably lunges is my thing too. Mm-hmm. It's probably, I haven't done it for a while, but that's probably one of my, well, I guess I did with the bar, the single leg. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
I know they're good for you, but they're not enjoyable.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'd say lunges also. That's why I'm faking my injury in my leg.
You're like, oh, as long as I can keep not doing these.
I got, oh, my stomach's on my knee. I have that trick knee acting up every Friday.
Every time.
Just but weird how that works.
Yeah, I think I like it all, really, honestly. But I just, I think the lunges are, just because they're hard.
Yeah.
Well, knowing that you finish one side and like you've got to match that now on the other side and you're already kind of tired.
That's right. True. Any single leg stuff is kind of challenging. It's just mentally challenging too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if someone were trying to join the 9 o'clock class, what kind of standards are you guys expecting for someone who's going to join?
Keep tight lips. We don't...
What is said in the vault? No good, stays in the vault.
Yes, that's our logo. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what we go by.
Not but uptight.
Yeah, just easy going.
Right.
Not like barely any standards. Like that's pretty easy. No, then.
None that we can say.
We got to keep this PG.
There's a couple secret ones.
So if someone wasn't strength training, where would you tell them to start or what would you tell them to focus on?
At least have someone, a partner. If you're not going to find a trainer, at least find someone that you can visit with while you're doing it and that you hold each other accountable. Trying to do it on your own and especially starting out, I think is just overwhelming and gets boring.
And I would say consistency. I think sometimes I knew when I trained by myself, I would start out just guns blazing for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks and then I would be sick of it and then I wouldn't do it for months, like 6 months I wouldn't do it. So, and I just kind of burnt myself out. Mm-hmm. So I'd say you just kind of go into it and you know, I think if you go into it, you know, you're doing your training, you're doing your diet, you're doing your cardio, then you're just like, oh my gosh, this is a lot. I think you just kind of ease into it and that's what I would say.
Yeah, just having a program, I guess, instead of, I feel like in the past, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to go over there and do some curls or I'm going to go over here and do this. Like, it was never really like, what am I supposed to do? It's like, oh, that machine looks good or that one's open. Mm-hmm. You know, just having some consistency that way too. Mm-hmm. Not just doing whatever.
So since we've been talking a lot about cottage cheese last week, what's your favorite cottage cheese recipe?
I keep buying cottage cheese and I keep having to throw it out because it expires.
Bring it to class.
I know. But I keep buying because I'm like, no, I'm going to start doing this. So I've used it a few times and I keep seeing the one with the rotisserie chicken, cottage cheese, some buffalo sauce and just like put it in the microwave. And
I did that yesterday. That was my lunch.
The carrots. Okay.
Yep. With
so
some
I keep
vegetables.
Seeing that one. Yep. So that's what I'm going to do next. But
I think that pita or the... The pita one that
the
you
flat
did.
Bread.
Yeah, the flatbread looks good.
That was good, too.
I've done that one so many times. It's so easy.
It's good, yeah. And I made it into like a pizza with pizza sauce and turkey pepperoni. And yeah.
Mine's super salt and pepper on cottage cheese.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're just
fancy like that.
Just straight
like,
up
get it down.
That's
why
I did done. Kept not liking it. I need to add to it because
I do it with like berries or something. That's always
you
my
like
go-to.
The sweet. Yeah.
I can't do that. I can't do the sweet. I like the savory. Yeah. I've been doing a pizza bowl too, just with, just with pizza sauce. Cottage cheese.
Everything
turkey
bagel
pepperoni.
Is good. That's good. You had that?
Which one?
Everything bagel seasoning. I'll put that in my cottage cheese.
Oh, that'd be good, yeah.
It's good.
See, I'd never even started doing savory cottage cheese until I think like when people started doing the wraps. Like I'd never, I mean, obviously like lasagna or something, but I never thought to like actually make that. It's like, it's really freaking good.
Even with my husband too, I've been doing like, I've been blending the cottage cheese up and just putting the ranch seasoning in it. So it's a healthier ranch for dip.
I feel like I need to do that to start blending it up so it's the textures.
Yes.
How'd you guys say your group has evolved outside of the class?
Well, I think we're great friends. And I say our friendship comes first, then it's strength training. If there was not friends, sorry, Ryan, but I'd probably quit the class. I really would. That is such a huge part.
Important.
We look forward to it. It's like you're seeing your friends. And when you get older, you always have these plans. Let's go do this. And we never do it. But so we're with each other 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's more than some like really close friends.
Mm-hmm. And we're getting together for coffee
on
Friday.
Yeah, we go to coffee. We go to dinners. We're supposed to go on a girls trip. We just can't figure it out where we want to go. So yeah, I just think that it really is huge. And it really keeps us. And the people that leave that really, they're younger and it's, you know, a financial thing for them. And we could not have afforded it when we were there that age.
Right.
But they had a really hard time and they still do. We'll see them out and they'll look at us in the
we're
window.
We're all sad.
It's like a breakup that you don't want to have.
Right, exactly.
Why is my friends out there and we're in here?
Right. So, and I think when you have trainers that come in, they've got to, I think they see us talking, but we can also multitask. We can, we talk, we lift, we stop talking when we need to lift for the most part. Mm. And I think we just, it's I don't know. I think
it's just a good combination. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, we're getting done what we need to get done, but we're having fun doing it.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
And that makes you want to come back and do it the next
exactly.
day.
Exactly. No, at Granite, all the girls that I've met, like I grew up here and I moved away for 20 some years, came back, and the friends in high school, they're busy, and we want to say we go out, but we don't. Like I'll go to even the group classes when I first started, and those friends will go out to coffee even with them. Those are girls that you just see every day. Mm. I mean, you see them 5 days a week, whether it's the lifting or the group training.
Yeah.
And you sit and you're there 15 minutes for class and you're talking, you're staying after, you're catching up on your kids. You know what's going on with their families, with their husbands, with the kids, their life. And so that just really, we never make appointments around our class times.
Right. No, we don't want to miss out.
You don't want to miss
out. No doctor's appointment. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to wait a month. I can't make that because... You can't get in. I can't go at 9:30 or 10:30.
Yeah.
So it really is, I think. And I think that is universal for all the women there, I think.
It's a community for sure.
For sure, yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say there's a reason that like most of my group exercise people have been coming for quite a period of time. Because the same thing, it's like they get in with their group and like it is fun. Like you guys do the 8 o'clock class from time to time or other classes. But for the most part, like you're with your group 3 times a week, every single week.
Mm-hmm. And it pushes us, because if I was on the floor doing what I'm doing now, mm-hmm. I wouldn't do it.
No, right.
I wouldn't know how to do it. I wouldn't feel comfortable doing it.
You're like, oh, that's good enough.
I wouldn't do if it was like 12 reps, whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay, I think I'm good at 8. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like
and everyone's cheer each watching other me. On
yeah,
too.
Like you yeah. want to yep. do good because you're in there. Yep. And you're like, I have this 1 hour to just get done what I need to get done.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I've explained to people too, it's like, especially when you're starting out as a beginner, like, you're like 250 pounds, I could never lift up. But then you see like, oh, so-and-so lifted it. And then another person does. And another person's like, okay, like I can do this. Same thing with like chin-ups. Like you can never do a chin-up, but then you see 10 other ladies do it. You're like, okay, this is, if they can do it, I can do it.
Right, mm-hmm. It's doable. Like, those are the things that are doable mm-hmm. that if we were not in that class, I would not even attempt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like just wouldn't attempt it.
I think to a point, but I don't think we would want to enjoy it. And I don't think we would long-term. I think I would probably quit.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I just know myself.
Sorry, Ryan.
I'm a very social person.
Yeah.
And that is a highly motivation for me. I just, because you go home and my kids are, we're empty nesters, and you go home and can only talk to my husband so much. I love him, but he doesn't want to talk to me as much because I'm a doctor. So I think you'd still do it, but you wouldn't have as much fun.
Yeah. I don't think you'd see results like you do if you're doing it on your own either.
Right.
No, for sure. Like ever since I switched to doing more classes, like people get way better results. Mm-hmm. And it's, part of it is that accountability, and part of it's just you just work that extra 5% harder.
Well, and people see it and it's like, what's going on in that classroom? But it's like before I was in there, I didn't even know what that classroom, was about. Mm-hmm. And now people are like, oh, I want to know what's going on in there, because they see us having fun and they mm-hmm. see that we have results. And it's like,
they're like, am I cool enough to join the 9 a.m. class?
You
know?
You had one, I think when I first started, I'd go in there and I think you just had the one class and it would just be there. And then you added our class, right? And now what do you have?
6 total, I think.
Yeah, I think...
just kept adding.
Word of mouth is big. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you invited us.
Yeah,
you must have. We've been
we've been taking classes together for years.
Right, right.
And
I don't think I did classes.
But we weren't.
With you,
I would say friends, like acquaintances, right. Where you can talk for a few minutes before and after class. But yeah, it wasn't until we got into the group together that we really formed a friendship.
But you also picked people that you probably would want to do a class with.
Yes. You know what I mean? That's exactly who I would want it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But that's also what I like about, like, say, heavy strength training, is that you have to rest a couple minutes between sets so you can actually have time to do those real conversations. It's mm-hmm. not like, again, not that you can't have conversations if you're lifting otherwise, but if you're always going, it's hard to, like, keep a real conversation going.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
There's a lot of party in the vault. In there. Like,
it is always fun to me when I have someone who's been coming to one of the art classes for months when they get to do their first 9 a.m. class. Like, okay, it's going to be a little different. Same thing when they get to do their first class, like Pat and Sue. It's like, okay, like they just always have like, oh my God, that lady's hilarious.
Yeah. I think it's cool how different the groups are though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, ours being the coolest, but of course.
Yeah.
I like all my groups equally.
Whatever, Ryan.
Ryan, why are your fingers crossed?
Yeah, where's that? Awesome. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
All right.